counting on the fact Gumby's not anxious to face a manslaughter charge over someone else's mutt, I turn and, with my one free hand, clutching Snarl tightly in the other, take two paces and, adrenaline-fueled, vault the much nearer and lower four-foot fence on the lakeside of the yard. Landing with a crash 6 feet below on a wood deck amongst deck chairs and tables, I sprint for its lakeside edge. Another low rail fence keeps one from stumbling off, and I'm surprised it's not higher as I stop and stare. This is the cantilevered part that I saw across the bay, 50 feet above the water. With the overcast, it's black as the inside of a mausoleum. I'm fruitlessly trying to locate toll booth and the boat as I turn to check my rear, and simultaneously I hear the blast of the shotgun, see the fire from the muzzle, and then see the backlighted silhouette of a massive snarling behemoth clear the fence separating backyard and deck. Shot cuts the air over my head, sounding a little like a passing F-16. At the same instance, the Bichon Frise, who's known far and wide to be a pacifist, obviously a vicious prevarication, clamps needle teeth into the side of the hand, not gripping him. The little monster can bite. Hoping against all hope that Poker Jack knows his lake, thinking of 200 in crisp, uncrinkled Franklins awaiting, and having little choice, in fact none, just a step ahead of the lathering monster who wants my throat, I leap out into the darkness. God, Poker Jack, be right.